For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. In recent days, over 100 hospitals in Kentucky have announced they're joining the Kentucky Hospital Association's effort to improve patient care and reduce health care costs in the state. The hospitals will be sharing strategies that can help reduce the number of preventable hospital readmissions that occur within 30 days of discharge. Dan Modlin talks with Project Director Donna Metter of the Kentucky Hospital Association.
Donna, your organization has helped to establish the Kentucky Hospital Engagement Network, also known as KHEN. Are most hospitals in the state participating in this?
Yes, they are. We have about 100 hospitals in the state of Kentucky that are participating in this project. Probably about 90% of the hospitals in Kentucky. And actually, there are some hospitals in Kentucky who are part of larger systems who are participating in the HEN program through a different, not through KHEN, but most of the hospitals in Kentucky who are participating with us in the Kentucky Hospital Association's Hospital Engagement Network.
What are you targeting with this program?
There are 10 focus areas that they can work on that are quality and patient safety issues. We will be connecting them through monthly coaching calls and other educational opportunities where they can collaborate and kind of peer-to-peer learning and learn from each other's successes. There's a lot of opportunity for hospitals that have similar challenges to be able to learn from each other and determine how one, for example, has been able to overcome a barrier in their facility that may yield some good learning for another hospital.
I understand another goal of the program is to reduce hospital-acquired conditions by 40% by the end of next year. That sounds like a fairly aggressive goal.
It is. This is an aggressive program. Most hospitals in Kentucky have been working on these issues for many years. For example, pressure ulcers that are acquired in the hospital, that's not a new problem. And this is really an aggressive campaign to learn the very best practices nationally and, again, to collaborate with each other to really begin to see major progress. And that's where the reducing preventable harm by 40% and reducing preventable readmissions by 20%, that's where those numbers come in.
Help us put this in perspective. What does a project of this type mean to the quality of health care possibly across Kentucky?
It means a great deal to the quality of health care across Kentucky. And this is actually a national program. This started with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services Partnership for Patients campaign, which is a campaign to improve health overall nationally. And so they awarded contracts and grants to various hospital engagement networks throughout the country. Kentucky Hospital Association was one of the awardees of that contract through the Health Research and Education Trust arm of the American Hospital Association. Across the nation, and then specifically focusing on Kentucky, this is really a great way to impact and improve quality of health care across Kentucky.
And of course, in keeping with providing better health care, I'm assuming there could also be some pretty significant cost savings if some of these numbers are brought down.
Oh, definitely. The cost of a bloodstream infection to a patient obviously is huge, and to health, the healthcare system is very large. So when you can eliminate those one by one and bring those numbers down, there's a huge financial impact and improvement to, which is part of the reason why Medicare has implemented this. They really want to find ways to reduce cost and to overall improve quality and improve the experience for the patient.
Now, if someone in our audience would like more information on the Kentucky Hospital Engagement Network, what would you recommend?
I would recommend that they go to www.k-hen.com.
Our guest today has been Donna Metter. She is the project director for the KHEN program here in Kentucky. Donna, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Again, that's www.k-hen.com. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.